Let up and light up a Camel. Smokers find that Camels never jangle the nerves. Yes, it's Benny Goodman's Camel Caravan, and it's meeting time for swing fans of all ages. The doors of our hot club are wide open, the lights are blazing, and the dance floor is sleeping. The carpets are all rolled up, ready for cutting. And the first item on our agenda is a word of appreciation to all you club members, you smokers who make these weekly meetings possible. You are the final judges of tobacco quality, and you've made Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. So thanks, folks, and let up and light up a Camel.
And now that Harry Holcomb has written welcome on the mat at our clubhouse door.
That's a fluff already, Jack. Right early.
This is your president anyway, Benny Goodman. We're holding club meeting tonight at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh. And Johnny Mercer, I vote we have the roll call once over lightly.
Right, Prexy. Reading from left to right, you're here, the band's here, and I'm here. Martha Tilton?
I'm here.
The Goodman Quartet?
Here.
And 4,000 Pennsylvania club members. Well, you got a full house, Benny, so let's proceed.
It sounded like a full house. Meeting opens with one of the really great names in modern music, George Gershwin. It was back around 1925 that George and his talented brother, Ira, wrote this song for Adele Astaire and her talented brother, Fred.
It's the title song from a show that played right here in Pittsburgh 14 years ago. Lady Be Good. Lady's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of, you know.
So Martha Tilton sings a song you'll never find in Guno.
Yeah, not so Faust in showing us what awful rhymes you two know. The song's the cuckoo in the clock, and that's one thing I do know. Tick-tock on the mantel was the only sound. Tick-tock in the parlor. Boys over close as they could be.
Tilton sings a waltz. Benny then removes it false. Puts in swing instead of schmaltz. Cause anything can swing. Yeah, anything can swing.
Please play for me that Martin won't. And play it sweet and slow.
Jive.
And now, club members, we're staging a little corn for... Four
corners. Oh, yeah, fluff. Get it up, Jake. Get it up. 50 cents. Give me a box, Where's the half?
I'll put it in for you. You owe me now. Uh-huh. Keep away from that word corn.
Well, keep the fluff box away from me, will you, sir?
Not a chance, Frankie. Wherever I go, that happy little monster goes, too. It's the Pekingese in him.
Put a muzzle on him.
No, sir. Nobody's going to muzzle in on our club rule. 50 cents every time anyone fluffs a line or misreads a word. And now, club members, cut yourself a caper. Here comes the Goodman Quartet, Benny and Buddy, Jeff Stacy, and Lionel Hampton. Our committee in charge of special events. This week, they're reporting on Pagan Love Song. Play on, Ben.
Club members, every so often a band makes history by really going to town on some tune. From then on, whenever folks mention that band, they think of that tune, or vice versa. For instance, you could never hear When My Baby Smiles at Me without thinking of Ted Lewis.
Sure, and I'll never hear Japanese Sandman without remembering Father Whiteman. And if anyone says who, the answer comes back George Olson.
Yeah, and how about Tommy Dorsey with Marie and...
Harry Clinton and Dipsy Doodle.
Well, just lately we've had another example. A young man with a new band. He took a tune that made hardly a ripple when it came out 4 years ago and made it a big hit. The young man was Artie Shaw.
And here's the Goodman version of the tune, Begin the Begin.
Thank you.
Boy, Johnny Mercer is making his own special about Pittsburgh. This is the time and this is the tune. Some of you may remember it as "You Ought to Be in Pictures," but Johnny says,
"You ought to be in Pittsburgh. It's beautiful to see. But since you're not in Pittsburgh, we'll sing a brief history. George Washington surveyed it and made a mental note. He WPA'd it, then made a speech saying, quote, the world will desire its steel to build railroads and cars and tanks.
You're welcome, Johnny.
And someday the pirates may win the flag when there ain't no Yanks. By the Monongahela, it all comes through today. They built the Keela Deela, Pittsburgh, PA.
You ought to be in Pittsburgh.
We ought to be in
bed. It's wonderful in Pittsburgh.
Well, so about what we're dead.
How about the Alleghenies? They'll take your breath away.
How about the alligators that make a play by the day?
Ah, but it's a lovely sight at night, so bright and luminous.
If you can't see through the
exercise,
heaven for
two months. Quiet, boys. That sort of thought's forbidden. You'll make the burgers cross.
So that we're only getting some dough.
Club members, we're taking you into our Hot Club Trophy Room. Straight ahead of you is a tune that took plenty of blue ribbons about 3 years ago.
Benny was one of the first to play it, and we figure it can still run way out in front in the 1939 sweet... Anyway, it can the song is "You Turn the Tables on Me," and I mean it.
Thank you.
You turn the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely present you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now as you come, I'd welcome anything from the silence and sense doors. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You led me over the stars. And now I'm not alone. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Every Tuesday night, there comes a time when the minutes of our meeting say, special for the Hot Clubs of America, from their honorary president, Benny Goodman. This week, Benny's sending you a killer, and I mean sending, Gates, because it's I Sent For You Yesterday.
John, you haven't told the club members how you did on the Saturday night at Swing Club last week.
Well, I was on the receiving end, Benny. The fluff box collected 50 cents. I had it eaten right out of my pocket. And what with the four fluffs we made here tonight, the total is now $17.50.
Bingo!
Don't take the money, boys, till he throws in a set of dishes.
Who needs dishes? The Fluff Box and I are available for private functions, taffy pulls, bridge whist, and pillow fight.
Mm. Ah, capital. Which reminds me, we'll be holding club meeting next Tuesday in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Till then, this is Benny Goodman saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
I'll overlook that last fluff, Jake. This is old Moneybags Mercer setting out for the mint in Washington, D.C. If I have my way, they'll put my face on all 50-cent pieces. Meanwhile, here's a note for all club members in and about Washington. Beginning next Friday, Benny Goodman and the gang will be looking for you at the Earl Pier. Further details, see your daily paper. Till next Tuesday, so long.
Next Monday night over these same stations, Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan rolls in. So make it a Monday night date, too. There are pipe tobaccos and pipe tobaccos, men. But there's only one national joy, Prince Albert. You may be enjoying Prince Albert right now. But if not, let me tell you, Prince Albert is no bite treated for extra mildness, specially cut to burn slow, even, and mellow. And for well-rich taste, well, you'll know it's better tobacco from the first pipe load. Try Prince Albert and see. There's no other tobacco like it. Harry Holton speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.